Good morning. I hope you all brought your warm energy today since it's so cold out. So take a seat. Close your eyes. As we come to this week of Thanksgiving, let's begin our practice by grounding ourselves in gratitude. We'll drop our head down, let it rock side to side. Returning to center, bring hands to a prayer at your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Inhaling, let your arms ride a wave of breath up into the sky. And exhaling, the hands come back into the heart. With each breath, let the arms circle up and around. And back to that gesture of gratitude. One more time, circle the arms around. And exhaling, come back to your heart with a prayer of gratitude. Now again, inhale, reach into the sky, but this time let's take our exhale forward as we fold ourselves down, laying hands on the mat. We'll step our feet back now and come to downward facing dog. So pushing away from our hands, reaching our hips high into the sky, we take this first investigatory stretch. Feel your body. Feel the stretch in your arms and your back. Come up onto your toes, step one foot down, and then change to the other side. Feel the stretch go down your legs. Let's walk our hands back to our feet. Hanging down in this standing forward bend. In order to make this practice healthy and healing, it needs to be safe for you. So take each pose and mold it to your body in the way that makes sense for you. Alter it, tweak it a little so that it fits you just right. Now walk the hands forward again, finding your way back into downward facing dog. And then laying knees onto the ground, sit down onto your heels. With an inhale, let your arms catch a wave of breath, bringing you all the way up onto the knees. And exhale, back into the heart, a gesture of gratitude. With each breath, rising and coming back to your heart. Now rise up one more time, exhaling, come back into the gratitude of your heart, and then reach the hands forward and let's slip into child's pose. Take a moment to make adjustments until you find a place that feels quieting and introspective. And anytime you'd like to stop for a moment, take care of yourself, check in with your practice, you can always come back to child's pose. Press all 10 fingers into the floor, turn toes under your feet, hips reach to the sky, returning to downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. Lay the left knee to the mat, inhale, arms wide open, and then exhale, bow, taking hands down to the mat, and then flow with your breath. Let that gratitude in your heart swell up Like a river in the rainy season, fill it up to the banks and let it overflow. Once more, wide heart, and exhale, bow. When the hands come to the mat, step the right foot back. Inhale, come right over the top of your wrists with your shoulders, kneeling plank. Exhale, bend the elbows, lower down. Inhale, the shoulders roll back as the heart reaches forward, cobra. Exhale, hips into the heels, child's pose. Again, just like that, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Toes turn into the floor again and hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward now. Right knee to the mat, inhale. Let the river banks overflow with gratitude. Exhale, bow. Each of us following the natural breath, natural flow of our own breath. One more time, the banks overflow. And exhaling, hands come to the mat, we step back. Inhale, shift forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Flow like this a few more times. Follow this flow one last time until it finds you, until you find your way back into child's pose. And we turn our toes into the floor and our hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And take the slow rise of an inhale to come all the way up. Exhale, hands back into the heart. Gesture of gratitude. Now inhale, let your arms reach up and open. And then exhale. Come back to a prayer and let that prayer travel down the very length of your body, all the way down to the earth. And then inhaling, the prayer rises from the earth through the heart and the arms open to the sky. Do that a couple more times. And then the next time the arms reach into the sky, welcome them back to your heart. Step to the very front of the mat, and we take a sun salutation. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, sit the hips down, chair pose. Inhale, rise again. Take a little back bend if it feels good. You decide. Exhale, dive down. Inhaling, we'll lift up halfway. And exhale, take hands to the mat. Let's step our right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So here's a place you can decide. Take the knee down if it feels better, or lift it up. Exhale, let hands come down to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Let's reach our right leg up into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms inhale up. And with an exhale, all the way down. The left foot steps up to join the right. And an inhale rises up through us. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach to the sky. Add in another little back bend if it feels like a good choice. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, look to the horizon. And exhale, lay hands to the mat as we step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands return to the mat, the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhaling, back to downward facing dog. Now take the left leg in the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands come down, the right foot steps forward. Inhale, let the breath rise up. Exhale, chair. And inhale, reach into the sky. Once again, curl into the back bend if it feels okay for you. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. And with an exhale, take hands to the mat. Walk the feet back. Come to downward facing dog. Compare this downward facing dog to that first one. And ground yourself here in gratitude. So now that our bodies feel a little warmer, our joints and muscles prepared, we begin our standing flows. And let's begin by taking a flow forward and backward. So with an inhale, bring shoulders over the wrist to plank or kneeling plank. And then exhaling, push away from your hands, hips reaching to the sky, downward facing dog. So flow one to the other, riding the waves of your breath forward and back, but engaging your whole body with strength, not depending on hands and arms for the movement, but feeling how strong your center is here, how strong your legs are. Come forward one more time. And then back one more time. And from downward facing dog, reach the right leg up and into the sky. And then step the right foot forward. Lay the back foot down, reach up, warrior one. Let this warrior one be grounded in gratitude. Both feet firmly planted. The front knee lunging ahead as the back leg supports you straight and strong. Now breathe deeply and let the flood banks flow with gratitude. Feel the warrior within you. From this grounded place, feel strong. Now bring hands to the heart and step forward. Close your eyes. Take a moment of gratitude. Gratitude for the people who from an early, early age nurtured you, supported you, cared for you. Let that gratitude grow. And then opening the eyes, take hands behind the back. Fingers join together, the shoulders roll back, and we open up the heart. And we let that gratitude rise up to the banks and overflow. Tip the hips and fold forward. Only going to where it feels right for you in every pose. Customizing it, adjusting it so it meets the needs of your body. So it allows you a practice that's healing and healthy. Drop hands down to the ground now. And with the next inhale, sit the hips down, reach the arms up, chair pose. This be a direct line to your center, to your strength. The heels digging into the ground, the hips sinking down. The heart, the hands are light and grateful. Now rise up from this chair. Exhale, bend the knees, swing the arms down, and swing them back up a few times. The next time you swing the arms up, take a couple circles all the way around. Loosen up the shoulders and then reach to the sky. Come all the way up onto the tiptoes. And let the heels come down. And dive all the way down, taking hands to the mat. And from here we step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So find a foundation that supports you. And let it grow from there. As this pose rises up, let it be like joy rising up through you. Filling you up. Bring hands into the heart. Take a moment here of gratitude. Close your eyes if you feel steady. Let this be gratitude for anything that brings you joy. The people in your life, the beauty of nature, whatever it may be, be grateful for it. And then spread the arms wide open, let your eyes open, let that gratitude flow. Bringing hands to the heart again, let's twist. Take your right elbow across your left thigh. Lengthen as you twirl this twist around to the left. If you feel unsteady in your base, you can lay the back knee down. If you like the feeling of the wide open arms, take that. Find where this feels good for you. And the breath continues to flow. Now unwind the twist. Let both hands come to the mat. Lay the back knee down. And then slowly begin to sink your hips back. Straightening the left leg, we begin this nice opening. Close your eyes. Feel it from the inside. To really let our body open. We go here without resistance, but with softness, with relaxation. Let your muscles relax and be happy. Listen internally to find where this feels good, where your body responds with an excited yes. In order for this practice to be healthy and healing for you, it needs to be safe. So listen carefully to your body for the messages about where this pose feels right. Now step back onto the left foot. Lay your hands down and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's return to that forward and back flow. So inhaling, plank or kneeling plank. And then exhaling, downward facing dog. Using your breath to guide you. So that you're like a ship sailing with the wind, engaging the strength of your whole body. Now come forward one more time, and then back to downward facing dog. And once you've found your downward facing dog, stretch your left leg up into the sky. And then step the left foot forward. Lay the back foot flat down. Let's return to warrior one. Find the grounded base of this pose. And then feel how you're standing up. You can stand up for what you believe in with a strength, a power inside. With every breath, the pose evolves, and grows, and becomes more of you. Bring hands to the heart, step forward. With hands at the heart in this gesture of gratitude, close your eyes. In this moment, give gratitude for the people that have mentored you, inspired you, nurtured you into your adulthood. Thankful for everything they've empowered you with. And then open the eyes, take hands behind the back, fingers joining together, roll the shoulders back. Let that gratitude grow, fill to the banks, and overflow. And then tip the hips forward and fold into a forward bend. Drop hands down to the ground. With the next inhale, sit the hips down, lift the arms up, chair pose. Grounded in gratitude. Let this be thankful. And then rise from the chair. Exhale, swing the arms down and back. Inhaling back up. One more time, swing up, circle around and around. And then point to the sky. Come up onto the toes. Set the heels down, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat. We step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, whatever makes sense for your body. Find enough support through the base to let that joy rise up through you. And then bring hands to the heart. If you feel steady, let your eyes close. A moment of gratitude. Offer this gratitude for all the many blessings in your life. That you have a warm home on a cold day. Family and friends that support you. And then spread that gratitude all the way out, reaching your arms as wide as they'll go. And hands return to the heart and we'll twist again. The other way this time, left elbow crossing the right thigh. Feel the lengthening through your body as you twist around to the right. And again, choose the options that make sense for you, that bring this pose to a place of healing and health. Unwinding the twist, the hands come to the mat, we lay the back knee down, shifting the hips back as we straighten the right leg now. Close your eyes. Don't be influenced by anyone around you. You are not your neighbor, you are wonderfully you. So listen to your body and find the depth of this pose that says yes, overwhelmingly yes, enthusiastically yes. Come back again onto the right foot. Lay the hands onto the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we're back to downward facing dog. Let's take that forward and back flow. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, downward facing dog. Like a ship sailing with the wind, sail with your breath. When we move with our breath, the effort becomes almost effortless. We find an ease and a grace. Come forward just one more time. And then flow back again to downward facing dog. Once you're there, reach your right leg up high into the sky. This time as you step forward, take the biggest step you can take so we have wide open legs. Let's take wide open arms, warrior two. The back foot comes flat to the ground. And again, in this strong and powerful warrior, the front knee lunges forward, the back leg straight and strong. Bring softening to your shoulders. Feel the strength of the warrior within you, a strength that helps you overcome challenges and obstacles on your path. Breathe in that strength. Draw hands to the heart, straighten the front leg. Turn the front foot around to the long side of your mat. With hands at the heart, if you feel steady, close your eyes. Take this moment of gratitude to be grateful for the challenges and obstacles you face. It's hard to be grateful in the moment, but these are times when we grow and we learn. Even the difficult people, the difficult days, times of growth. And take hands behind your back. Make fists at your low back. Feel first the foundation as we enter a standing back bend. Engaging the legs, letting energy rise up the front body, roll the shoulders back, and curve into your back bend, into that place that feels safe for you. And let the banks overflow with gratitude. Carefully rising from the back bend, shift hands to the hips. Turn the back bend now into forward bend. Tipping the pelvis forward, let hands come down to the ground. We'll take another twist here, so if you want to adjust your foundation, feel free to do that. Right hand comes below the face, left hand at the low back. Now lengthen from the tail all the way through the crown of the head, and then let your twist spiral around to the left. The shoulders, the heart turning around, even the head looking up. Spread your arms wide if you like, or keep your hand at your back. And the twist untwists. The left hand comes back to the mat. Walk the hands forward now, just like we feel in downward facing dog. Let the back lengthen and stretch after twisting. Now hands walk back under the face, and we'll take the twist the other way. Left hand below the face, right hand low back. From the tail through the crown of the head, we lengthen as we twist then around to the right. And again, find where it feels good for you. Everybody's different. And then the twist unwinds. Walking the hands, let's walk our hands forward again. Let that twist unravel, let our back stretch and lengthen. And then the hands walk back in under the face. Walk the hands around to the front of your mat. Take a little shift in your feet along the way. And then step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. Exhale back, downward facing dog. For the last time, let's take these forward and back flows. Ride with your breath. Inhaling, plank or kneeling plank. Exhaling, downward facing dog. Like a ship sailing with the wind. The whole body strengthening. Come forward just one more time. And then take your exhale back to downward facing dog. And once you do, raise your left leg into the sky. Our last standing series. Take a big step forward with the left foot. Lay the back foot flat. Let's open to warrior two facing the other way. The front knee lunging forward. The back leg, a nice strong support. The heels roughly in line with each other. Shoulders soften as we extend outward. Feel your unlimited potential here. Feel your possibilities. Straightening the left leg, bring hands to the heart, turn yourself around to the long side of the mat. If you feel steady, close your eyes in this gesture of gratitude. Gratitude for potential, for opportunity. Gratitude for times we can learn and grow. Gratitude for the opportunity to take our purpose out into the world. Now take hands behind the back. Make fists here. Feel your foundation and rise up through the foundation as you roll the shoulders back and curl once again into the back bend. The back bend that's healing and healthy for you. And then let the river of gratitude fill up to the brim and overflow. And then carefully rising, the hands shift around to the hips. We turn the pelvis forward to fold forward. Dropping hands down to the ground, just letting the back bend relax from our body. Right hand below the face, left hand to the low back, a lengthening tail to crown, and then twisting to the left. So coming to another twist, feel it deeply in your body. Where is that incredible yes within you? Unwinding the twist, the left hand comes back to the mat. Walk the hands forward. Let that twist lengthen. And then hands back below the face again. Left hand on the floor, right hand low back. Take a nice lengthening and then twist around to the right this time. Where does your back, your body overwhelmingly say yes? And then there's an untwisting. Again, walking the hands forward, lengthening into where the twist was. And then hands come back under the face. We walk them around to the front of the mat, making the changes to our feet needed. Hands on the floor, step back. Our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And take an exhale that goes back to downward facing dog, but then let your knees come onto the floor, hips into the heels. Come to child's pose. Close your eyes and rest here a moment. Feeling every cell in your body thankful, grateful. Inward, check in with yourself, with the effects of your practice. And now looking again toward the front of our mat, lay hands down. Turn toes under the feet, lift hips to the sky. We come to downward facing dog. And from this downward facing dog, let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And again, the slow rise of an inhale comes all the way up through us. We reach to the sky, and exhaling, hands come back to the heart in a gesture of gratitude. So let's step into balancing now. Let's begin balancing on the right foot, and we start today with tree pose. So from the roots of your tree, take the right left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of the right leg. Find a nice center, and if you choose, you can let branches emerge. All variations are welcome. Come to your balancing in the spirit of gratitude and thankfulness. Let it be an expression of your thankful heart. Hands come back into the heart again. And then let's take the left knee forward, lifting the thigh up so it becomes parallel to the floor. Push down into your roots. Grow a little taller through the crown of your head. If you like the leg straight in this pose, feel free to do that. If you like the knee bent, choose that. Feel this gesture of gratitude right here at your heart. Now bend the knee again if it's been straightened. Take the left hand, press the left leg behind you, and then reach back. Catch the left foot in your left hand. Dancer's pose. Right arm reaches to the sky now. Push the left foot into the left hand and just see where that takes you. Deeply present, deeply focused. And then release the left foot. Let it come back to the mat. Take a moment to stretch. Let's balance next on the left foot. We'll do the same exact thing. So begin with the roots of your tree. When they feel strong, take the right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Find your center. If you want, branches emerge. It's okay to start and stop many times. We're just learning, practicing. To balance, to be focused, to be present. Hands come again into the heart, and we take the right leg forward, bringing the thigh parallel to the ground, pushing into the floor to grow a little taller. Straighten the leg if you like, or keep it bent. Gesture of gratitude at your heart. Bend the knee. Use the right hand to send the right leg behind you and then reach back. Catch the right foot in your right hand, left hand to the sky. Pushing foot into hand, just see where that takes you. And then set the right foot carefully back to the ground. Give yourself a little stretch. And with an inhale, arms reach into the sky. And exhaling, we fold all the way down. We bring hands to the floor, we walk the feet back. Laying the knees down once again, child's pose. Let hips fall into the heels. Taking our first side bend, walk hands around to the right. Feel a nice stretch in your left side body. Hands then to center and all the way over to the left. And again, we come to center. We'll walk our hands in toward our knees. We'll crisscross our feet. Come right over the top of them to bring our practice down onto the floor. Take your right foot, set it on the floor in front of you. And then take the left ankle and cross it over the right thigh. Take hands around the right shin, straighten up nice and tall. Let your eyes close so this is a real inner experience for you. Begin to feel your left hip stretching, opening, releasing. Knowing that the best way to release the tension in our body is to breathe deeply and relax. To let our resistance go and surrender. The legs as they are, but release the hands and take them to the floor, right behind your hips, fingers pointing straight ahead. Step into the right foot, lift your hips up into the sky. And lay the hips carefully down again. This time reach through, grab behind the left leg, and roll gently onto your back. Draw your legs in toward you and find again that stretch, that opening in your left hip. Find the place where it feels safe and healthy and healing for you. And let every breath be a breath of gratitude. As you let go of anything that's not. Right leg reach up into the sky, using the right leg to swing, come all the way back up, and then let the left foot slip to the inner right thigh. Align yourself with the right leg and inhale, reaching to the sky. Exhale, tip the hips forward and take this to a forward bend. Close your eyes. Make this an invitation, nothing forceful. Where is that overwhelming yes within you? Can you relax just a little more? Experience this as a letting go. Let the right hand remain with the right leg. Take the left hand behind your back. And then point to the sky, look up to your fingertips, and keep looking up as you begin to curve into a nice big side bend over toward the left leg, or the right leg. The left side of the body stretching from down in the side waist, through the rib cage and shoulder, and down your left arm. And then point to the sky again, set the left hand on the floor behind you. Right behind the left hip. Stepping onto the knee and shin on the left leg, reach the right arm up and behind your hip. And then come back down to sit. Let's do the same thing on the other side. Take the left foot out. Right ankle crossing the left thigh, hands around the shin. Closing the eyes, sit up straight and tall. Begin this opening now in the right side. Every breath thankful. Let the eyes open to set the hands behind the hips, fingers pointing forward. Step onto the left foot, push into the hands, lift hips to the sky. And then lay the hips carefully down. Hands come through now and catch the back of the left leg. And we'll roll gently onto the floor. Let the knees come into you. And find the overwhelming yes in your right hip. And let every breath be grateful. lift the left leg up and into the sky. And use that left leg to swing right back up. Let the right foot slip to the inner left thigh. Inhale. Reaching, lifting, lengthening. Exhale, tip the pelvis forward. Forward bend toward the left leg. Close your eyes. Find the yes in this pose. Let your breath grow longer, smoother, richer. The left hand remain with the left leg. Take the right hand behind the back. Circle into the sky. Look up to your fingertips. Keep looking up as you take your side bend over toward the left leg. Don't worry about trying to get anywhere near your left leg. Focus instead on the beautiful opening of your right side body. And then the right hand reaches up again. It comes to the floor behind the right hip. Stepping onto the right knee and shin, pick yourself up and reach the left arm behind your head. And then we come back again. Take both feet out in front, and this time lay yourself down gently onto the floor. Roll onto your back. Hug your knees. Take a moment to find a nice centered and comfortable place. Strengthening our abdominal center, take hands to your heart. And do that gesture of gratitude. Lift your legs into the sky. Now connecting with the strength of your center, let your prayer reach up with little pulses toward the ceiling. Let the breath keep flowing. Strengthening our center. Give us that beautiful straight up and down posture. Help us move purposefully, powerfully through our day. Reach your prayer now over to the left side of your legs, pulsing up and down. Do a few more at center. And now over to the right side. Keep breathing. And the last few to the center. And then hug your knees, lay your head down. Let your head rock from side to side. We're ready now to step into inversions. So choose whether you'd like to step into a shoulder stand or a bridge pose. If it's a shoulder stand that feels like an absolute yes for you, reach the hips and legs above the shoulders. Hold yourself steady with your hands. If the bridge pose is calling yes to you, push feet into the floor. Lift the hips up to create the bridge. So choose where you feel safe to make it healthy and healing for you. We get so connected to our things, our stuff. But in these moments here, with your heart above your head, be grateful for the things in your life that money could never buy. Nice and gentle, slow and easy. Lay yourself back down to the ground. When you're there, hug your knees, rock your body side to side. And moving to fish pose, set feet onto the floor. Lift the hips up just enough to slip your hands underneath them. Straighten the legs all the way out. Sit on your hands. Tuck the elbows underneath your back. And then let your head lay all the way back behind you. And as you roll the shoulders and the shoulder blades back, let your heart rise up. Let the gratitude rise up to the banks and overflow. And raise the head. And let the fish pose lay gently onto the floor again. Hands slip out from where they were under the hips. And now we'll reach our hands behind our head to the floor. Take a moment to lengthen as we come to one last twist. Taking hands down to the right knee, give your right knee a hug and then guide it across your body to the left. Letting your head turn to the right. Welcome this twist. Let your hips soften. Let your forehead smooth out. Let your jaw loosen. No resistance. Just surrender. Now the left hand falls to the floor and the twist unrolls. If you don't feel centered anymore, scoot yourself back to a nice center on the mat. And once again, stretch the arms and legs to lengthen for the other side of the twist. Take the left knee now. Draw it into you, guide it across you to the right, head turning to the left. And everything softens a little bit more. As we come to this twist in the spirit of gratitude. And the right hand falls to the floor. The twist unrolls and lays you on the back, on your back again. Find your way to the center and maybe get something to keep you warm. And then lay yourself down for this final relaxation. Let everything now surrender to the floor. Let your eyes close. And let the gratitude pour over the banks and onto your body. Each breath becomes a breath of gratitude. I offer gratitude for my breath, for the present moment, and the opportunity to be alive in this moment. I offer gratitude for the motivations and values that guide my choices. Gratitude for the people who depend on me. I offer gratitude for my community, my family, and our traditions. Gratitude for the simple pleasures of ritual and routine in my life. Gratitude for those who have made sacrifices for me and whose lives and work have made it possible for me to be where I am. I offer gratitude for past experiences and relationships. Gratitude for everything that has made me who I am, even the challenges and mistakes. In this gratitude, I also have a sense of letting go. I offer gratitude for new opportunities and change. Gratitude for new perspectives. Gratitude for opportunities to learn. I offer gratitude for my breath, for the present moment, and and the opportunity to be alive in this moment. Allow yourself, when you're ready, a closure for your practice today, something you find meaningful. Take all the time you want or need for that closure. And then when you're ready, take the next transition of rolling over onto your right side. Just lie there a moment in no hurry to move on, grounded in gratitude. And then one last transition whenever you're ready. Come back to where we began. Seated comfortably, grounded in gratitude here on our mat. Come here with gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how wonderful you feel. And then once again, we'll drop our head down. Let it rock from side to side. And then as we come back to our center, once again, our arms catch that wave of breath. The hands reach up into the sky. They come together in prayer. We take the prayer to our forehead for gratitude in our thoughts today. And then to our lips for gratitude in our words. And to our heart for gratitude in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.